Anxiety. Touch your neighbor and say anxiety. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. There are some who say that we live in an age of anxiety. Well, there's an existential type of anxiety, and this kind of anxiety may occur briefly any time of day for any number of reasons. Then there's the more serious type of anxiety, the emotional type that tends to dig its roots deep into our being. And that's when we have to thank God for God's word and prayer and for those who can help us unravel the complicated beings that we are. And then, according to Elim Davies, there's the soul anxiety that involves the mind and the heart. Jesus spoke about it when he encouraged us not to be anxious about what we eat or drink or put on. Now, understand, the Lord was not advocating some sloppiness or lack of nutritional discrimination. No, indeed. What he said was that you and I count more than the material things that can create despair, and that God cares about us always. We all know that relationships can sour, friendships are betrayed, finances can become entangled or non-existent, your health is threatened, job security is lost, the future may look dark and gloomy, and a flood may just wipe away everything. Ask me how I know. Because in Nashville, we are reeling from a devastating flood that bore down on businesses and homes and neighborhood and wiping everything away. And the fear that comes from that breeds annoying anxiety that'll disturb your sleep, affects your well-being, and afflicts our sense of personal wealth. Thank God for Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. In the letter to the church at Philippi, we are encouraged to face the problem squarely, admit its dimensions, no matter how big or small it may be, and then take it to God. Tell the Lord all about it. Just open up and speak your heart. Look away from the anxiety and look to Jesus Christ. And then ask God what? Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in your asking. And then when you ask, always ask with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. That's the key to the whole prescription that is given in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. So let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.